Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for January 25 in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet your conversations. Please quiet your telephones, your radios. This is needed, especially when we open up the lines to receive your prayer requests. We want to make sure that they are heard. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist family. It's always a joy to participate in the Wednesday evening prayer service, and just want to thank all those who are responsible for making this platform available for us to come in common worship and prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, we thank you and are so very, very grateful for delivering yet another day, a day and time for us to worship you and magnify and glorify your holy and divine name. We realize more than ever, as the things that we see happen around the world these days, that the next day is not promised to anyone. We appreciate each and every day that you allow us to be here and just to lift up your name in praise and worship. Father God, we are so grateful and thankful that you are such a loving and forgiving God, who pledged to never leave us nor forsake us. Your mercies are true every morning. How great is your faithfulness. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you bless First Baptist Church and each and every household represented on the line tonight, and those who, for whatever the reason, are not able to participate with us. We ask that you embrace and cover our new interim pastor, the Reverend Emmett Young, blessing as only you can, Father God. Provide him with the passion and energy and desire to continue to lead this branch of Zion. Father, we also ask that you continue to bless and cover our now retired pastor emeritus, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Continue to guide him and lead him as he walks this new path, for we know he will always continue to serve your kingdom. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless and heal our sick and shut-in. Bless and comfort the bereaved families. And bless and watch over and protect our youth, Father God. Continue to inspire them and allow them to be all that you've made them to be, Father God, and have them resist the temptations to go down the wrong path. Lord, we also lift up in prayer all those many communities around this country that have been impacted by all kinds of devastating tragedies, the tornadoes and floods and all kinds of disasters, Father God. And also those who have been affected by the madness of all this violence that's just out of control. Lord, we know there's something wrong. There's got to be something wrong, Father God, when it's easier for a six-year-old to walk into a school with a firearm than it is for adults who look like you and the rest of us on this line tonight, Father God, who may struggle to even register to vote, and yet a six-year-old can walk into a school with a firearm. Well, we know there's something wrong when our African-American studies at various schools around the country are being disbanded, and these schools are not allowing our people to learn our history, Father God. There's something wrong. We've strayed too far from your word and your way, Father God. So we ask that you bring us back home, Father God. Root us back in the BIBLE so that we learn and understand that your way is the right way, Father God, the only way. We trust in you, Father God, that better days are ahead. We know that trouble doesn't last all day, and that joy cometh in the morning. Father, we just ask that we all be reminded that we should always walk by faith, grow by grace, and live by love. In the name of your blessed Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Braxton, for your prayer of thanksgiving and praise. Our scripture reading will come from Brother Jerome Austin, who is the brother to our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Thelma Austin.
Good evening, First Baptist. The scripture reading tonight will be Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Bless the reading of his word.
We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Good evening, First Baptist family, members and loved ones and everybody that's on this line. I come before you first and foremost, Lord. I just want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we're going to serve him with gladness. Just love you, Father, so much. And they asked me to do this as my time to pray. I get honored to be able to pray. It's a joy to pray, because you've been so good to me. I know for a fact there's others on the line that feel the same way I do. Father, I just say I love you so much. I adore you. I praise you. I bless everyone on the line, the sick, shut in, and the ones who are doing service work, helping others. We need more of them, Lord. We just love you so much, Father. This Wednesday prayer service has been a blessing. And it's all because of you. You know, you put this together, Father, with the hands of people around you. The angels are watching. And you are watching, smiling upon us, knowing for a fact to look at your work that you've done for First Baptist Church family and friends. We need you, Father. We need to touch the hem of your garment because there's so many sick people under the weather. We also need you because the shield around us protect us from this evilness, this harm and danger of people on the outside who don't know you but need to know you. Who need to love you and learn to love you like I do. Father, I pray every day, all day long. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. And I pray and pray and pray. And I know all a lot of you all do too. Because this world is becoming treacherous. When you allow somebody to be able to be in Congress and don't even know his real name, that's sad, though, Lord, but you got it. That's why I step back and just watch you work. You're so good to us. You won't let no harm and danger come among us or against us because you love us just that much. I know it's always going to take care of because you already done it. Oh, faith is something else to have. I just believe in the process. And the process is you. Thank you for the interim pastor that we have, Reverend Young. And I always want to acknowledge Pastor Tucker. Because he helped me to grow and become a strong man, a Christian man. And man who loves you very much. So I always want to thank him. I also want to thank him for the people you put around us, Lord Jesus. I'm talking about the members that we have in our lives who are friends, who are close to each other, and who love you. I just want to say thank you so much for all you do and have done. And I'm just going to continue to praise you and honor you and give you all the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I so say amen, amen, and amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Kevin Freeman will now lead us in prayer.
Just to lift you up right now, dear Lord, to say thank you for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Father, we know it wouldn't be possible if you didn't do so, dear Lord. Father, I ask you to forgive us for our sins. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with my brothers and sisters who sick, dear Heavenly Father. You know their condition, but I also know that you can heal them, dear Lord. Let them not be troubled, dear Lord, just to hang on, dear Lord. Just hang on to your unchanging hand. Oh, Father, I just thank you for this day you allow not only me, but everyone to go through, dear Lord. It could have been the other way. Oh, Father, I ask you to be with Reverend Young and his family. Heavenly Father, be with Pastor Tucker. Be with all the ministers at First Baptist Church, dear Lord, and their families. Father, we love you so much. We just on the battlefield trying to do your work, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, let us keep looking up to the strength where our help comes from. Be with the young generation now, dear Lord. They are so mixed up and confused. Let us be with just to help them if we can, dear Heavenly Father, if they would just listen. Just wrap your angel around them, dear Lord, that they may come to know you as we have. Oh, Father, you're so good to us. You bless our families. You just brought us through tough times, dear Lord, and we just want to thank you for that. Be with our government, dear Heavenly Father. That's a mess, dear Father, but you know what's, you know, before us, dear Heavenly Father. Just have us just to not fret any, just to keep on hanging on, dear Lord. We just thank you for your son, Jesus, who died for us, dear Lord. Oh, Father, you're so good in spite of. Oh, Father, I just thank you for everyone who put this together this Wednesday. Everyone who's participate even on Sundays, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you in your son name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Thelma Austin, who is a publisher. She has a company, I believe it's called Praise Press. She's also a member of First Baptist Church and the Joshua Circle.
Through the rain, Good evening, everybody. I pray that God's abundant blessings are already evident for you in this new year. I truly appreciate the opportunity to share some inspirational thoughts with you tonight. I give special thanks to the prayer ministry and the awesome communications ministry. In particular, I thank Sister Jean Tolliver for inviting me and Sister Cynthia Tinsley for leading the service this evening and providing the song by Patti LaBelle that you just heard called You'll Never Walk Alone. My brother Jerome Austin selected this song for me. Thanks, Jerome. It happened to be the theme of my inspiration, You'll Never Walk Alone. I'd like to start with this familiar poem. It's called Footprints in the Sand. One night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Tonight, I'd like to talk about footprints in the sand of my life. It has to do with leaving home in D.C. after graduating from Theodore Roosevelt High School and coming back here to live after 26 years. Living away from D.C. included 4 years of college in Rhode Island, 20 years of graduate school and a career in marketing and advertising in New York City, and 2 years of similar work in Los Angeles. It was a kind of national consumer marketing and advertising that got people to choose one detergent over another. Actually, I never thought I would come back to D.C. to live. I had visited the West Coast plenty of times, so I thought that being on the other side of the Rockies would be cool, like we used to say. But after a while, I realized that the culture there was starkly different from the East Coast. Maybe the mountains filtered the air differently, I don't know. Anyway, it made me feel too far from home. You might say that I got homesick. Then our father had a stroke, and it changed everything for me. To the surprise of everyone in my family, I secretly drove by myself all the way across country. It took 6 days. When I got here, my parents, George and Mabel Austin, were sitting on the front porch. Like me right now, they cried when they saw me. Thanks to Almighty God, our father recovered beautifully. Of course, I'm sure it was not because I was here. But by living back home with them, I was able to help get some things done. Along the way, I was fortunate to get a job at Howard University in the fundraising division. Now, our mother had always said, please never put me in a nursing home. Eventually, though, she started ailing. So I was determined that she would have the best care in her own home and with a nurse. That nurse was primarily me. Later, we had caregivers to come in. There were times when the other caregivers did not fit the needs, and I had to step in. Eventually, I settled on just one caregiver who became like a member of our family and a daughter to our mother. But one caregiver could not provide the round-the-clock attention that we then needed. She had her own family to attend to. It was like I was working two jobs, at Howard and at home. Meanwhile, at Howard, the wife of my dean in the School of Social Work passed away. He asked me to do the obituary program and was pleased with the results. He even recommended that I create a side business doing obituaries for funeral homes. Fortunately, John Latney of Latney's Funeral Home had been a schoolmate of mine at Roosevelt, I told him what I wanted to do, and he got me to produce a couple of programs for his clients. In the process, I discovered three things. Number one, there is always a rush, never enough time to do the perfect job. Number two, many people do not want to spend much on it. They feel like it's putting money in the ground. And number three, most importantly, they do not have enough information on the deceased relative. Even for people who have lived a long time, too many obituaries go straight from baptized at an early age to leaves to mourn. That's when I realized that too many people leave this earth without their stories being told. Their stories would only bring light to their experiences, and not only bring light to their experiences, but also provide pride and appreciation to their families and future generations. But there is no reason to wait until the person dies or even gets ill. They should tell their own stories and what they've learned in their lives. In looking back at their lives, it would even put things in perspective and make them feel better about themselves. It would also give them a chance to pass on their values, thoughts, and lessons to younger generations. In fact, their stories could be enlightening and entertaining, too. Now, people, let's face it. Why do we know so much about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? Well, it's because their stories were known while they were living and are still being written about today. Their descendants have the benefit and pride of their lineage and those stories. So it occurred to me that the rest of us, especially black people, now come on, we must have had some ancestors living back in 1776 as well, don't you think? How else could we have come through so many generations to be here now? By taking care of my parents, I realized every life is worth writing about. Exhausted from my job outside the home and the priority of caregiving at home, I decided to quit my job at Howard, but I had no idea how it was going to work out. Until then, there were two pairs of footsteps in the sand. Looking back now, I can see that for a while there was only one pair, and surely it was God's. One of God's many miracles that he showed in my life was the intervention of a classmate from graduate school. We had been friends in school. She even said that I was her best friend there. Maybe it's because I was too dumb to know that she was a billionaire, and I'm talking billionaire with a B. She lived in New York City, and we had not been in touch for over 27 years. 27 years. For all those years, she was trying to find me. Getting back in touch was quite a coincidence. After getting back in touch, I learned that the R for her middle name was her maiden name. It wasn't spelled out. Her paternal grandfather, Julius Rosenwald, had owned Sears and Roebuck. Now, I had never heard the name Rosenwald before and wouldn't have known what it meant anyway. Turned out that Julius Rosenwald was super rich, like the Rockefellers, his friends. He was also a philanthropist. He learned that black children in the South did not have access to public education. Most of them had attended schools at their churches for the primary grades, but could not get secondary education. As a result, he partnered with Booker T. Washington and built over 5,000 schools for black children in southern states, including about 300 in Maryland. They became known as the Rosenwald Schools. Our own mother attended and graduated from the one in Blackstone, Virginia. Some of those schools are still standing as historical structures today. When my friend, that is his granddaughter, and I met again in New York, she asked about my mother and my business. It seems that all of Julius Rosenwald's heirs have been philanthropists, including her. On her own, without prompting from me, she and her husband decided to contribute to help me get on my feet short term. Her funds, she insisted, were for my mother's care, not for my business. Over the years, God blessed our parents with long and fruitful lives. My mother passed away at age 93 and our father at age 91. And in that way, God blessed our entire family. To date, I've been blessed to publish over 60 books, including biographies, autobiographies, family books, church books, preacher books, inspirational books, and other types. Everything is through word of mouth, not advertising. For example, one of the books was for a college classmate. It was the biography of his grandmother, who was from Ireland and had been a survivor on the Titanic. It's titled, A Night She'd Remember. Now I know that God gave me my calling. My life is richer now, but it has nothing to do with money, that's for sure. It means that I can help enhance the lives of people and generations after them, as well as our entire community. This is so much more important and rewarding to me than consumer marketing. When I look back over my life so far, I think about my brother Jerome's favorite song, Through It All. I have surely learned to trust in Jesus and to trust in God. I believe that each and every one of us has an inner calling and passion. It might be in your job. It might be in your family. It might be a special talent. It might be in service to other people. And it might be something else. Could it even be in shopping? Not me. Maybe you already discovered yours. And for others, before you leave this earthly realm, I pray that you will find yours. It will maximize your inner value and fill you with peace and happiness. God will lead you and carry you forward. I thank God for carrying my car and me for those 6 days on long roads over tall mountains, through hot deserts, and in many towns across the country to get home. And I am confident that God has not stopped carrying me yet. Continuing the thought, Footprints in the Sand, I want to end with an excerpt from the favorite poem of our mother, Mabel Austin. Her favorite poet was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. She even gave our brother Jerome the same middle name. She learned this poem while a little girl in elementary school. From then on, throughout her long Christian life, she enjoyed reciting the entire poem from memory. The title is A Psalm of Life. I'm sure many of you already know it. Here's the excerpt. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime. And, departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another sailing over life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother or sister, seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Thank you again for this opportunity tonight. May God bless each and every one of you abundantly.
Learn to depend on God's word.
Amen, amen, and amen. What a wonderful message we received tonight from Sister Thelma Austin. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Austin and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you.
We have several announcements before we proceed with our remarks and prayers. Please be patient with me. A copy of the progress report that the pulpit committee presented at the last quarterly church meeting is available as an attachment to last week's church newsletter, and it is also on the church's website at www.fbcwdc.org. Please also be mindful of the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry event that is taking place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist. This is where you can get your COVID-19 vaccination, health insurance, and blood pressure screening. There is also a free giveaway of feminine care products. Please call 202-765-2513 to register and receive a gift card. Walk-ins are welcome. This event is being sponsored by S Medicine, FBC Nurse Ministry, and the DC Health Link. Again, it is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist. If you need a COVID-19 vaccination or know of anyone who does, if you need health insurance and a blood pressure screening, please register at 202-765-2513. But if you don't, walk-ins are welcome. The Deaconess Ministry is having a virtual tea this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., and all women of First Baptist are invited. Please contact the chairperson for this event, Deaconess Deborah Bridgman. You can also contact Deaconess Brenda Roberson, who was the president of the Deaconess Ministry, and you can also contact Deaconess Yvonne Harris, who is the vice president for this event. Praying Women of God Virtual Tea, this Saturday, 1 p.m., a virtual event at First Baptist Church. Persons who have paid for their pastor's appreciation and birthday gala tickets in full may pick up their tickets at the conclusion of Sunday's worship service. Members of the commemoration committee are available at every service to receive your payments. If your purchase package is incomplete, you are urged to contact the planning committee immediately. This event is formal. There is also still room on the 46 Years of Honor page. Payment of $46 must be paid made in full. Remember, the deadline for the gala tickets is February 12th. Additionally, if you would like to send a video greeting to the pastor, you may also use the free platform provided. Just text "send video recording link" to 202-524-0749 or call and leave a message, and the link will be sent to you. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. Please also join me in congratulating a Blackstone native, our very own sister Christine Davis Easterling of Silver Spring, Maryland, who received the Service in Social Justice Award from Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, the Theta Omega Omega chapter. The occasional contributor to the Courier Record Forum was cited for the manner in which she empowers our communities and acts in the best interest of all people, promoting fairness and equity through social advocacy and justice, as well as her efforts as a steady contributor to the chapter, the sorority, and the community at large through socially conscious and civil-minded action. This award was granted to Sister Easterling on December 18th, and it took place at the Theta Omega Omega chapter in Montgomery County, Maryland, and was made by chapter president Michelle Gill. So please reach out to Sister Easterling and let her know how much you appreciate all of her efforts, and just congratulate her on being the person that she is. Amen. Amen. We will now proceed with our remarks and prayers by Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III. Don't know why I'm so tongue-tied today.
Thank you very much, Sister Tinsley. It's all good. This has been a wonderful day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we are glad to rejoice in it and rejoice together in it. We thank all those who participated tonight on the program here. We're certainly thanking God for a wonderful message, a blessed message by Sister Thelma Austin, who through her narrative wove a rich tapestry of faith and trust in God and being able to trace God's hand through her life. It's a wonderful reminder for all of us that in those times, those trials, that it is the Lord who picks us up and carries us through. So thank you so very much, Sister Austin, for sharing all that you shared with us tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. So many things have gone on. Thank you, Sister Tinsley, who would not be tongue-tied with all those announcements that we have to pay attention to. So please make sure that you pay attention to everything that's been said. Govern yourselves accordingly. We are readying ourselves for this coming Sunday, January the 29th, for our Missionary Sunday. Missionaries are on the program, and this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. In person and virtually, we welcome Reverend Ramon Nelson, son of First Baptist Church, who's now at Landmark Church in Alexandria, Virginia. So please make sure you invite your friends and family. Tell them you can catch the service. If they can't come in person, on YouTube or Facebook, just look up First Baptist Church, 712 Randolph Street, or certainly on Zoom. That's by call. And we're excited about what God is going to do and how God is going to show us on this coming Sunday. Of course, Black History Month is right around the corner. We are celebrating all month long our rich heritage and African-American culture. On that first Sunday, we come out with the theme of Black Resistance, the Power of Faith and Freedom. Join us for a mini museum of sorts in Ida Clark Hall after church service. We'll be able to walk through the exhibits of the greatness of African-Americans and the struggle of African-Americans and how God has led us out to great places. This is going to be an awesome month. We are very, very excited, culminating, of course, on that fourth Sunday. On second Sunday, we're asking, please, we want to pray for our young people. You heard it prayed for earlier today, Deacon Braxton and others, that there's an issue. There's a problem in our city and our communities. We want to pray for our young people because we believe in the power of prayer. We know things often start with prayer. Powerful movements have started with prayer, been sustained by prayer. If there's any young people you know, those in your family, please bring them out. Make sure they're on virtual, on Zoom or Facebook or YouTube so we can pray for them. because that's what we need to do. That's on second Sunday in the month of February, and there'll be other things that are going on. Please pay attention to the bowling event, the Youth and Young Adult Reunion of FBC, Sunday, February 19th at 4 o'clock p.m. at the Bolero Bowling Lanes in College Park, Maryland. There's so many things going on, so make sure that you take a look at the church letter, interim pastor's letter for this week, and all the announcements that are happening. We also want to ask that if you are submitting announcements, if you have a ministry event, please make sure you send it to the church email. Everything needs to go through the same filter, so we're able to make announcements. We're able to make slides for our morning worship. We're able to give the announcements here on Wednesday night, but we need to be able to do that in an orderly fashion. So we're asking that you submit announcements to the church. You can certainly send them by traditional U.S. mail, or you can email them info@fbcwdc.org. Info@fbcwdc.org. If you have announcements, we're asking that you turn them in no later than 4 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday of each week to make sure it gets announced in time. And we say thank you very much for your cooperation. Also, make sure that when you come into the church, that you continue to wear your mask. Wear your mask. We're still masking up in worship services. We thank you very much for paying attention to that and following those rules and regulations. So many things are happening. As you've already heard, we are prepared to celebrate our pastor emeritus in the month of March. And so please make sure that you see Sister Anderson, have any questions, or you can snap up those tickets, those are the last tickets, so you can celebrate with him and celebrate with our church family. Please keep all sick and shut in your prayers. We're continuing to pray for Deacon John Parker. We're continuing to pray for so many of those even connected to our church family, Brother Billy Ford and his wife, Burley Ford. We ask and pray that you would, keep Tyra Jones, Sister Tyra Jones, in your prayers when the passing of her son, Makai Jones, funeral arrangements are pending. We thank you for tonight and your presence on this prayer call. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds to lift your requests and make them known unto God. Those things that you have thought about, those things you kept in your heart, say them, shout them, let God know about them. But whatever you do, trust and believe that the Lord will answer prayer. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds. Thank you, God, for the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you allow our voices to be heard. Thank you, God, for the word that you gave us on tonight, the message of hope, of trust, of faith, of your provision, because that's who you are. You're a God who provides. You are a righteous, a holy, and awesome and wonderful God. We give you our thanksgiving and praise on tonight. God, we come together tonight. And there are those who just lifted up their prayer requests to you. There are those who have been lifting up requests unto you ever since the call began. There are those, Lord God, who are on this call tonight who maybe their requests are too painful even to utter, but yet they hold them in their hearts. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for seeing us. When nobody else would, you did. Thank you, God, even that throughout our life travels, we've been humbled by your power and your greatness. And we've turned that into a life of servanthood, a life of kindness. We're able to give even to others. Lord, we stand in the need of prayer. So many prayers going up tonight. All those that have been just lifted up before you even now, we ask, God, that you would answer these prayers according to your will and give us patience, God, as you're working things out. For your timing is perfect, just as is your love. We're praying for our city, our young people in the city. Violence is everywhere. And we know that you have the power to stop it. And you also have the power to give us what we stand in need of, to put our hands to the plow and to work these vineyards. For the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we've got to work, Lord, while it's day, because night comes when no one can work. We're reminded that night is coming every day when we see things going on in the news, in politics, wars abroad, wars here, the abuses that we've been made to watch and even go through. And yet we know that, God, you are in charge and in control. So, Lord, give us what we need to be able to continue to work and to pray and to protest and to love beyond belief, to be able, God, to believe in your power and even stretch out on faith and let somebody know who you are. That's right, faith, not just any faith, but a fearless faith that allows your people to stand in the darkest of corners and yet allow the light to shine from our hearts. Because that's you. Thank you for all that you've shared tonight on this prayer call. Thank you for all the announcements. Lead, guide, and direct us in every arena of life. We pray for every member of First Baptist Church, one by one, name by name, household by household. Oh, God, see about us. Heal the sick, Lord God. Strengthen those who are weakened. For those who are struggling in faith, I pray, God, that you would give them what they need to continue to believe beyond belief. Touch us in a mighty way, God. Reconcile us. For those who may be going through family issues or struggles, have your way and let them be reconciled one to another. Thank you, God, for Pastor Emeritus and the work that he's done for so long. Not just even at First Baptist Church, but to work for the kingdom. We pray his strength and his power. We pray for his family. Continue to keep them, Lord. Thank you for our ministerial staff. Thank you for our deacons and our trustees and our deaconess. Thank you for our circle leaders. Thank you for our ministry leaders. Thank you, God, for all who share in this branch of Zion. Let us continue to be faithful, to trust in you, and to know that as we walk, not only do you walk with us, but there are times when you hold us up because it's too hard, it's too difficult. But we thank you that you do it anyway. For we're reminded of your word. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Thank you, God, for being with us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We worship you. We say amen. God bless you.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for January 25. We thank you for joining, and we ask you to please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Young and myself tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
We live in trust.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.